Welcome to Colts Corner, Season 4, Episode 6. In this week's episode, the boys will discuss school sports, the NFL, NBA, NHL, some MLB breaking news, a little college basketball, some Maryland Minute, and the topic of the week.
Season 4, Episode 6 of the Colts Corner podcast underway. We got a little bit different theme music because...
Been a sad week.
It has been a sad week. Rapper artist Juice WRLD has unfortunately passed away. He was 21 years old. But we will continue to press on. That was just the instrumental of Lean With Me by him there. As always, I'm Constantine Lambridis. Joined with me at the table by Christian Selmy and Ryan Dixon. But today we have a new face here because Tyler is currently MIA. We have Matthew Pastier at the table.
Matt.
Yes, that is
welcome,
me.
Welcome to Colts Corner. Welcome to Colts Corner.
Yeah. I'm just happy to get this opportunity because I feel like there are not enough Hills West podcasters.
Oh, no, it is an electric opportunity. Electric.
Definitely.
Yeah. Highly sought after position by most of the
school. We will be missing Tyler, but we are glad.
I lied on my resume there. I said it.
That Matt is here at the table with us. And we're going to start off with some school sports here with the girls basketball team on the 10th, winning in triumphant fashion over East Islip in overtime, winning by a score of 70-64. Alexa Hinkey with 25 points and 8 steals. Emily Ross with 13 points, 11 rebounds, and sinking 4 threes. And Charlotte Anton with 14 points and the game-tying bucket with 40 seconds left in the game. The girls would then clutch up in overtime, scoring 11 points and only letting up 5 for the victory in overtime. The girls now improve their record to 2-0 in league play, but they did unfortunately lose their first two games. But fortunately, actually for them, they were not league matchups, so they are currently 2-2, but they kept their undefeated record in the league. And they will be playing today at the Hills West Gym at 5:45 against Rocky Point. So if you want to make it there, I would highly suggest coming.
And on the boys' side of basketball, the Hills West boys' varsity team won 56-49 against Islip on Tuesday. The team is 4-1. And Christian, I believe we have a game today. What is that?
I'm just saying Colby Jordan, he had a good game. He had 11 points, 6 assists, and 2 steals in the 56-49 win. The boys are 4-1, 2-0 in their league, and they're playing at Rocky Point tonight at 5:45. It's a long trek out there, but they've been a solid team this year, and I think they're definitely going to be a playoff contender, and they could go farther than that.
Yeah, 4-1, definitely looking like we are pretty solid this year. I believe we've won league win, but we have
two league wins. And we have articles about both teams coming out very shortly, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, it's going to be a good read. Holiday print coming out soon. I would 100% pick one up if you are in town then.
Please read.
Moving on to the NFL.
One thing, wrestling. Oh. We have our first dual meet tomorrow, home dual meet against West Babb.
Oh, yeah, wrestling.
That is an extremely winnable dual meet.
Wrestling.
Some of our best wrestlers are up in
Hills
the
West
air,
wrestling.
Mainly Dakota Asuncion and AJ Osman. But even without them, I think we could still pull off the dub. I'm going to be starting off at 113. So, yeah.
Oh, speaking of wrestling, I've heard Robert Stone. That guy's insane.
Robert Stone has improved so much. He won the Whitman tournament, and yeah, he's going to be wrestling 106, so me and him are right next to each other in the lineup.
Yeah. Some might even say.
Heard he's a beast. Him and Dakota. They're the best on the team. But enough of school sports. The NFL, it is just, we're just beginning week 15 tonight. But first, let's talk about Week 14. There were a lot of electric games in Week 14.
Many
Lots.
Electric games there. Most notably, not the Jets game. Most notably, it's the 49ers-Saints game. Going absolutely blow
what
for blow,
game.
Game to game, down to the wire there. As San Francisco would just pull away with a walk-off field goal hit by Robbie Gould. But what a game.
Yeah, guys, seriously, what a game. The over-under for that game was 46, all right? Think about it. New Orleans had 46 points, and San Fran had 48. So the actual score was 48 more than the over-under. That's nuts to think about. Completely offensive the whole time. And obviously, the QBs both played insane games. Garoppolo, 349 yards, 4 touchdowns and an interception. And Drew Brees had 349 yards and 5 touchdowns. I mean, solid games from both of them. I was really impressed by Garoppolo's performance on Sunday.
Absolutely. Just insane game there. Obviously, Jimmy Garoppolo, nowhere near the skill level that Drew Brees has, but he's just been doing his job all year. And that's all you can basically ask from a quarterback. If they just do their job, if they sit calm in the pocket, if they're just waiting for those right throws, then they'll be just successful in the league. Garoppolo is not a guy that's going to do too much for your team. He's not going to carry the whole team, but he's going to do just enough so that he makes the team look good, and he's been looking great all season.
Yes, Jimmy Garoppolo proving the haters wrong that he can get things done in clutch moments with the throw to George Kittle on 4th and 2.
What a big play. He was three. Yeah. It took three people to bring him down, and he was two people on his back for maybe like 5 to 10 yards. He's a beast.
No, his receivers have been playing really well. Emmanuel Sanders, another name.
Debo Samuel.
Debo Samuel. Emmanuel Sanders had 173 yards, I think, and a touchdown, something along those lines. Yeah, San Fran, big win for them. That was their second really hard game for them. They've lost to the Ravens two weeks ago. But yeah. Another game from week 14, Baltimore went to Buffalo to play the Bills. I thought this was gonna be a solid game, and I believe it was a solid game. Lamar Jackson threw for 3 touchdowns. He officially now is the most touchdowns by QB this season.
Yeah, and Lamar Jackson, I actually, before he came in here, I got some of his stats, and he is 9th in rushing yards, which is more than his own running back, Mark Ingram, Aaron Jones, who's a sleeper MVP candidate, Saquon Barkley, Le'Veon Bell, and Alvin Kamara.
Oh, and he's gonna break the record tonight, but we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that later. He's going to break the record tonight against the Jets, 100%. I completely agree, completely believe that he will. But we'll talk about that.
1,017 rushing yards and 7 rushing.
He's drawing comparisons to one of the best, if not the best, rushing QB of all time, Michael Vick, who even himself has responded saying that Lamar Jackson is just such a talented quarterback. What do you guys think about the comparison?
I think you shouldn't compare the two.
I think you can as of now, but if now the pressure's on Lamar, though, because if he doesn't show up next season, like Baker Mayfield has not shown up this season, but he showed up last season, this could really hurt him. And I really don't think that he will be like that, but there's a chance, obviously. There's always a chance.
Yeah. I think it's a pretty fair comparison, like as of now, just based on similar play styles. When he starts to develop into a quarterback whose stats like mean something, who people are going to start counting soon, people are going to start having their eyes on him when he starts getting to his prime of his career, and they start really saying Vic has this many rushing yards, Lamar has this many, because right now it's just too early to tell. But when that happens, I think that we can really start looking at them side by side and really assessing who is the best rushing quarterback of all time.
And yeah. One thing interesting that people don't talk about that Lamar Jackson has over 100, and I think over 140 more attempts than Michael Vick in a season. Like, so in the season's not even done yet, so I don't know. It's just showing how different the offenses are. So maybe you can compare them, maybe you couldn't. But Lamar Jackson has ran for many more attempts than Michael Vick did.
Yeah, and like I said before, I mean, tons of electric games. I really, really can't get into all of them because they're all literally, I think half of them were solid in week 14. Just not one other game I want to highlight. Kansas City went to New England to play the Patriots, and they won. They won 23-16. That was a surprise to me. I mean, Brady's just not looking good this season, guys.
Game manager right now.
Yeah, he's a game manager. He's not the quarterback he used to be. How old is he now? He's 40.
He's 42.
42.
Or 41.
42, I
42.
Believe.
42, 41. He's looking every bit of those 42 years right now. He's a check down machine. He's like Joe Flacco. He's really just.
Oh, okay. Not like Joe Flacco.
Yeah, well, he's not like Joe Flacco, but
no one's like Joe Flacco.
No, Joe. There is only one. There is only one Joe Flacco, but Tom Brady, in the sense that he just keeps throwing checkdowns. Nothing really too crazy from him, but he's just not looking good. Like obviously, the Chiefs had a little help from the refs that game, but you're gonna get what you gotta get. And it, just being a Jets fan, I feel like it's well deserved.
All the games, Austin Safarian Jenkins. On the Jets.
Austin Safarian Jenkins. When he was
2 fumbles where they were touchdowns, clearly, but, like, the refs.
Yeah. I feel like it just makes up for a lot of it. But something disgusting from that game was the fact that the Patriots fans were booing their own team.
A 10-2 team at that point.
10-2 team. At that point.
No, you know what? I just don't feel sorry for them at that. Like at that point,
they're spoiled.
Yeah, it's facts.
That's disgusting.
You're spoiled with wins if you're really.
You have a 10-2 team that has performed with Tom Brady. He's 42 years old right now. The oldest quarterback in the league, I believe, like starting, and you're booing their team for what? Like what are you guys doing? You're spoiled. You New England fans.
Scared of the Bills.
Hate the New England fans. I'd be scared of the Bills.
One thing interesting is that how we talked about kickers last week and how they're just... We have a big week for kickers. Two game winners.
Sam Ficken, baby.
Let's go.
I don't know if I should be happy about
two
this.
Two big game winners. Robbie Gould and Sam Ficken winning the game. Although the 49ers game was definitely more important for the team. And the Jets game was kind of...
It was
just
a very
like,
good...
What do you mean?
No, it was a very good moral victory.
Yo, Jets-Dolphins? That's a phenomenal game.
22-21.
Dolphins kicker kicked seven for seven.
Crazy. That's 21 points all from a kicker.
Ficken should have missed, to be honest. We need a higher pick.
Like, yeah, honestly, like I like CeeDee Lamb. I like Okuda. But it's fun to see the Jets win, especially against the Dolphins, kind of like a division rival. Still.
Another thing that we should talk about is the Patriots. Spygate 2.0?
Versus
the Bengals?
I don't know why they'd have to tape the Bengals.
The 1 in 100 Bengals.
There's a bunch of cheaters. I don't know how you can deny it.
I'd like to assume that if they were taping the Bengals, they've been taping other people. Just because, like, you don't just.
Oh yeah, 100%.
What are you worried about with the Bengals?
Orlando Scandrick is reporting that Patriots reps would go across hotels of the other teams to try and find any leftover game plans or anything.
Something interesting to keep in mind.
Week 15 beginning is tonight. The Jets play, actually.
Jets, Ravens.
Jets play the Ravens. We're about to get destroyed. I'm not even going to lie. It's not even going to be a good one.
Okay, I'm good now.
No, but I'd like to hear all your guys' opinions, though, before we talk a bit more about this game. How many rushing yards do you think Lamar is going to have? I just want to keep this for next podcast when we have it all set up and we're talking about how the Jets and Ravens did. I kind of want to hear your predictions.
I mean, the Jets are usually pretty good against the rush, but
don't predict an
Lamar Jackson's
insane rushing.
Yeah,
insane.
Like 70 yards maybe rushing,
which is still insane.
Yeah,
but
it's
like,
still insane, but like
Lamar Jackson at this point, his standards are extremely high.
Yeah,
and apparently he's dealing with a quad injury, I believe.
Something along those lines.
His highest rushing yard season was 152 against the Bengals, and he also recorded a rushing touchdown.
I think he's going to go somewhere in the range of like 85 to 90. I'm going to say 87 exactly. If you think that's too high, I think it's just perfectly fine. I feel like they just haven't experienced anyone this season, though, as dynamic as Lamar. So 85, I don't think any team has.
I'm going to call an upset here. The Ravens only win by 14.
Oh, that's an upset.
Yes,
I didn't know. how much someone
Lamar
loses by is an upset.
Lamar has a pick, a interception.
Oh, hell no!
From who? Adams may not play.
Adams is not going to play.
He's not playing.
He's not playing. Le'Veon's healthy, I think.
He was bowling, so he must be healthy.
Yeah, except he probably got the flu.
He bowled 251 with the flu.
He probably got the flu on the bowling balls. He probably got the flu on the bowling balls. I'm not going to that bowling alley ever.
That is astonishing. I'd want influenza from Le'Veon Bell, but honestly, let's. Like, Jordan, how many points did Jordan record in the flu game?
41, 31?
I think it was 41 or 42. Or
I think it was 40. I think it was something
Le'Veon bowled a 251 with the flu. So, honestly, I think we know whose flu game was
I don't even
better.
Think I can bowl a 51.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
LeBron James would never play with the flu. There, I said it.
LeBron James would never play with the flu, exactly. But Le'Veon Bell bowled a 251 with the flu.
The average bowling score is 77 to 79.
There is a comparison here. We have a Le'Veon Bell, arguably better than Homer Simpson's 300 game, because he had the flu. It's great.
It might be better than Will Chamberlain's 100-point game. It might be better than Will.
Okay, we're not quite sure about that.
Let's move on. Let's get to the game now.
Let's get to
anything else on the NFL. I mean, there's nothing.
I would like to say one more thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Elijah Nelson Manning IV with a good first half and
abysmal second half.
Oh yeah, blame on coaching. Talk about that.
Blame James Betcher and Pat Schumer. They need to get out of here now. Julian Love looks solid though.
Also, the Giants' D sucks. You gotta accept
they're
that.
So terrible. They're
bad. The fact that Zach Ertz literally had a wide open touchdown. I could have caught that by a mile. I could have caught
this
that.
Was, yeah. This
blindfolded.
Was the thing.
Blindfolded. I could have caught that.
There was the Eagles had no wide receivers at this point. Everyone was getting hurt. Ashland Jeffrey got hurt in the game, and then another receiver late in the fourth quarter got hurt in the game. And for some reason, we didn't game plan against Zach Ertz, who has been the only one destroying us. The one thing Betcher had to do was just say, even double team him. Why not? Like, they have no one else to throw to.
Yeah.
Tight ends on a field at the same time.
I mean, both teams in New York suck.
Actually,
Buffalo's
not bad. It was a very deflating loss. The one thing that I'd be optimistic about, though, if I was a Giants fan, Darius Slayton.
Oh yeah, he's
five
solid.
154 yards and two touchdowns.
No,
that's insane.
He could win
in the first half.
If he did that the whole season, he could have run Rookie of the Year 100%.
100%.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he would miss the first couple games due to injury.
So now, shifting gears to NBA action. I think the biggest story of last night, though, was the New York Knicks defeating the Golden State Warriors by a score of 124-122.
Oh, God.
In overtime.
Oh,
the New
returning
York
finalist. The Knicks
the
beat
New
returning
York.
Finalists.
The New
returning York. National returning National Basketball Association finalists. The New York Knicks beat
the Warriors
them.
Are broken completely. They're broken.
They made the finals last season.
Yes, they did
Russell.
Make the finals last season.
And the game tying three with 5 seconds left. D'Angelo
I'm
Russell
just
still
saying,
looks impressive.
The Knicks are not the worst team. In the NBA, they are currently 5-20, and the Golden State Warriors hold a 5-21 record, making the Knicks the second worst team in the NBA. So that's something.
Warriors
yeah.
are taking for Zion. So
guys, but you're talking about the worst team, but I want to talk about the best teams right now: the Lakers and Milwaukee
and Brooklyn Nets.
We'll get to them in a second.
Yeah.
Top of the league right now with 22-3 records. The Lakers and the Bucks. Both teams are playing great basketball.
Bucks are on a 15-game win streak with multiple electrical performances by Giannis.
Yeah, they didn't.
What a beast!
Giannis didn't even play last night, and they still won.
Yeah, that team, the chemistry, like with that whole team, the whole lineup, just like you could tell that they're all on the same page always, even when Giannis isn't on the court, even though he is the reigning MVP and soon to be MVP this season.
Back to back, baby.
We're going back to back. 30 points. 13 rebounds, 6 assists roughly a game. That's just insane. He's one, like, people thought that, that no one knew how to guard him. No one knew how they were going to do this. Now they got all the film in the world. Now that you just can't stop him. That's why they call him the Greek Freak. His play style is just electric. He can win any game. He can go into any city and beat any opponent. Even though that Lakers team's very good, I think that he is just a one-man wrecking crew.
Oh, and the other 22-3 team, the Lakers, LeBron and Anthony Davis. I mean,
and Alex Caruso.
Alex Caruso was a beast too. I mean, it's lethal. Yeah. It's lethal at this point.
That
I'm
as
scared.
Well as Kostas Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, the
on Lakers.
Yeah, Giannis's brother, Kostas Antetokounmpo. He's a very, very solid basketball player.
Contavious Caldwell Pope.
KCP as well, but that LeBron Anthony Davis duo is just
and Caruso.
That trio is just lethal. All of them are just so good. They work so well together. Everyone was wondering how Anthony Davis was going to get to L.A. He did. Even though they got rid of Brandon Ingram, they don't seem to mind. Tied for best record in the NBA. Very real shot of winning a championship. LeBron averaging a double-double with 10 assists. I think for the first time in his career, he has double-digit assists.
Yeah, it's his highest career. That's highest assist in his career.
Yeah, just what a talented team.
I don't even know how he's doing this. I'm going to say I was wrong. I really thought the Lakers were not going to be this good. I knew they were going to be good, but I didn't think they'd already be just contenders after.
Yeah, especially with their loss to the Clippers first game of the season.
Yeah.
They really seem to bounce back from that, which is admirable no matter
especially
who it
when is. The Nets beat them twice in the preseason. I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
The Brooklyn Nets beat the Lakers
twice in the preseason.
According to the league.
Yeah, according.
Matt. A new face in the studio right now. Big Nets fan. Matt, what do we got for Nets basketball right now?
Okay, well, this is what happened. Nets sustained. They had a 20-point lead at one point, but yet they still lost because Joe Harris is inconsistency shooting and Torian Prince is inconsistency shooting.
He's so overrated. I'm sorry. Joe Harris is overrated. I'm saying it, and I'm sticking by it. He's overrated. I don't think he's good. I don't think he's that. He doesn't know how to play defense. He sucks. I can't.
And he's an inconsistent three-point shooter. That's the only problem. If he was more consistent, if he had, like, more of a knockdown shot, he would just be so much, like, better in every, like, facet of his game. That would just, like, carry, like, his play style. But he's just not that. He's not Steph Curry.
I would also like to bring up, I mean, I got to give props to this guy, Devonte Graham, coming out of nowhere.
40 points.
40 bomb that night.
And the upset at Barclays Center. You're playing away, and he had 40 points, insane clutch shots with good defense. The last two shots he made, there was good defense. They were contested shots, and he still put them down in clutch situation for his team.
But someone on the Nets who I really thought performed well was Jared Allen, 21 points.
Frocho looks nice.
Frocho looks nice. I'd take him on the Knicks like any day of the week.
Anyone would take him. I mean, yeah, Jared Allen.
What a solid player. What a good player. Although the Nets are now looking at a 13-11 record. Kyrie has progressed to on-court drills after a nagging shoulder injury put him out a couple weeks ago. But
all you people saying he was scared, he was not scared.
He was
hurt.
Okay.
But he's still out.
Kyrie is still out. Caris LeVert is still out, which will hurt the Nets in the short term.
Love LeVert. Love that guy.
Can't wait for LeVert to come back.
Solid player. But they are just kind of ready, just a bit ready to get back into the swing of things, but not completely ready to take the court again. LeVert was projected to be out 4 to 6 weeks after a November 14th hand injury was diagnosed. No update on his status there, but if we are assuming this timeline's correct, he should be back in a couple weeks.
And David Fizdale, he's gone.
Yeah.
He's gone from New York. Surely we're winning the championship now. Now that he's gone, winning again now. He was the only thing holding us back.
How many games have you won against the Warriors since he's been fired? I'm just saying.
I wasn't a Fizdale hater, but he just could not.
He
work
wasn't giving
with the team.
Players like Trier enough
disgrace.
Minutes,
disgrace.
Trier ISOs out such a
look,
good.
Look, I'm
player.
Not saying that's gonna make us automatically contenders. But like when you have a player like that, he's young. He needs his role in the offense. Yeah, he could step up on defense a little more, but that's something you got to give him time. You got to let him learn. And when he synergizes with the other players, that's how he develops more skill and gets better.
Rumor around the league is the Knicks might want to sign Brandon Ingram to a max in the offseason.
That's just a rumor.
I said a rumor.
I don't believe it till I see it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm restating.
But
I said rumor.
It was a rumor.
All right, NBA.
Hi, Mr. Doxy.
The NBA segment, I think, is officially over. We're moving on to a little bit of the NHL. Mm-hmm. My Islanders section. Come on, I got to bring that in.
Yeah.
Game against the Lightning. 5-1.
Islanders played the Lightning in Tampa on Monday and won 5-1. Brock Nelson put up 2 goals. And
he's been my
great,
favorite player
great
for
team
a
win.
Time.
Varlamov, solid, solid goal in net. He saved 31 of 32 shots. I mean, we are looking very solid. We play tonight in Florida against the Panthers, 7 o'clock. Eastern time. 7 o'clock Eastern time.
7 o'clock Eastern time. I wish the Rangers were playing at Eastern time so I could go see them. We got the San Jose Sharks today. 15-16 are the Sharks. 15-12 are the Rangers. At San Jose, they're currently embarking on their West Coast road trip that started with a 5-0 win against the Golden Knights, a 3-1 loss against the Kings. And I just got to say it. They need to, like, really be more consistent. Like, you can't just be losing 3-0 to the Kings. You can't go into Vegas and beat the Golden Knights and then the next day just not play well against the Kings. Like, I get it, West Coast road trip. It can really
Everyone hates
what...
No,
everyone, everyone on the East Coast hates West Coast road trips, and they always seem to be affected by it. But, like, this happens all the time. They won't even be on a road trip, and they still just lose very winnable games. If they won the games that they lost, they'd just be such a better team that we would be like...
Well, if they won the games they lost, they'd be...
yeah, no, but if we
no, but
if
they,
we won
I,
the
I
games...
Got you,
yeah.
I got you.
Okay, I hope so. Because the New York Rangers will be playing the Anaheim Ducks, the team that actually broke the Islanders' streak after the Sharks game. And
true.
And I expect them to be winning that game. Mika Zibanejad looks great as always. So does Artemi Panarin. Buchnevich, I really want him to score more points, but he's pretty good. As well as Adam Fox. Hank needs to step up a bit.
He does. Hank does need to step up a bit.
Georgiev playing pretty good as well. I just need a win.
San Jose looking to bite off the Rangers.
Bite off? They're going to bite off them because they're the Sharks.
One team I want to talk about is the Tampa Bay Lightning. They were the President's Trophy's team. No, they were the President's Trophy winner last season. What happened?
The same thing happened to the Rangers. Same thing that happened to the Rangers. They were good, and then the next season they were just crap.
I guess you could say record setting.
They were gone in a flash.
Record setting.
Of lightning.
The flash of lightning.
Record setting. Record setting regular season.
Points.
4-0 loss to Columbus. That was Columbus's first playoff series win ever. That deserves a 30 for 30. Like, I really can't think of...
Maybe even a 31 for 31.
Yeah, that would be...
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe even that. Yeah, but, like, what a loss. That really, I think, affected the team's morale. They did lose some players, I believe, like
Anton
Strom.
Last season, the Lightning had the second most points scored by a President's Trophy winning team since the award has been awarded. The only team to score more were the Red Wings in 95 through 96. And the team, you could say the second highest scoring team in the last 30 years doing this?
Like, no, but
what's going on with that team?
That can happen in hockey. A team can do really well one season and just be really bad or vice versa.
Hockey is nonsensical. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
It's hashtag cray.
And you can and you cannot really put a label on any team really quickly.
Guys, I just want to move in onto a quick segment. We got some MLB action, some breaking news. Garrett Cole, pitcher from the Astros, signed a 9-year, $324 million contract with the Yankees.
Record-setting deal.
That's a mega deal right there.
That is a mega deal right there.
Electric.
That's like,
you know who's cool? Jacob DeGrom. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not as good as Garrett Cole.
Pete Alonso. The big news about Pete Alonso winning Rookie of the Year. Pretty delayed, but yeah, if you guys want to talk about Pete Alonso, I'll be down for that.
I think
NL Rookie of the Year. Amazing season. Broke Aaron Judge's home run record.
Was he on the Yankees?
Mets?
I don't remember him.
That must be a Mets player, right? Because
This is the exact problem with baseball, though.
That's like the minor league team, right? That's like the minor league team.
The salary cap dilemma here. We have Mets fans.
It's the Yankees minor league team.
And we have the upper class.
What's
like
salary
the Yankees
cap?
With Garrett Cole. There is no salary cap. Matthew, that's the thing.
That's the point.
That is the point, Matthew.
Yes. Yeah, there is no salary cap.
I'm Mr. Steven Strasburg just got signed to a big deal. I believe it was 200.
But not as big
as
Garrett Cole.
Yeah, not as big as... And
the $324 million.
Pete Alonso, NL Rookie of the Year. Let's go.
I don't want to hear about Pico Alonso.
And Adam Rendon, he just got signed to the Angels. I actually really want to see this with Mike Trout, though. Finally got him a co-star over there. Maybe he can make the playoffs. He's the best player in the league, and no one who's a casual sports fan knows who he is, which is pretty disappointing.
Who?
Yeah, the breaking records every year, and it's really disappointing. He finally gets his co-star there.
And wait, hold up. Okay. More Yankee news. DJ Gregorius signed a one-year deal with the Phillies, reuniting with Joe Girardi.
I love
DD.
Very solid player when he needs to
be. Second favorite player next to Gardner.
I'm still glad we have Glaber, though, because Glaber's going to be our new short, probably.
Glaber is a beast.
And I'm excited. Yeah.
And that will take us to our Maryland Minute, right?
Maryland Minute, and then I got some college basketball stuff.
Yeah.
Maryland, they played on Tuesday against unranked Penn State, at Penn State.
Yes, sir.
They were handed their first loss.
Yes, sir.
No, that is not a yes, sir. And then
it
we're
is
gonna
a yes, sir.
We're gonna
Let's
move on.
Go.
Yes,
we
sir.
Are.
You know what we're doing after that? We're gonna move on from
Indoor
it.
Man.
We're gonna move on from that loss. The Terps play at number 22 Seton Hall next Friday. I will be at the game along with Ben Dixon and Dave Dixon, my dad. I'm excited.
Great people, great family.
Yeah,
love to see it.
No, electric. It's gonna be electric game.
Should be electric.
One of the founders of Hills West Podcasting.
Yeah,
an absolute legend, Ben Dixon.
Mm-hmm. Absolute legend.
He changed my life forever. I think I just want to thank Ryan's brother, the man,
the myth.
Honestly, one of the most revolutionary people in the Hills West podcasting game. No one else has had quite a big impact besides him.
100%.
He really helped me, man. All right, you guys don't even know.
All right, now moving on from the Maryland Minute to some college basketball news.
Dun dun.
Big college basketball news. Unranked Texas Tech handed number one Louisville their first loss of the season. Once again, a top 10 team falls to an unranked team. I mean, it happened with Duke. Who else did it happen
with? It happened with Kentucky, who were both number one teams, Duke falling to Stephen F. Austin. And I honestly could not tell you who Kentucky fell to. But
it's crazy.
They were in the Missouri Valley Conference.
Missouri Valley Conference.
That's not even a real thing.
I didn't even know it was a real thing.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a real thing until. Yeah,
what's Missouri?
Yeah, like I don't even know. That's just terrible for these big teams. But you know, that's college basketball.
And then one more thing to mention from last night: number 5 Michigan played at Illinois, and they lost 71-62.
Dun dun dun!
You hate to see it.
All right, I just want to say something. The fact that Maryland almost lost to Illinois, they won by 1 point a week ago, approximately.
Crazy.
And Michigan lost to them just shows how deep the Big Ten is, and I'm just excited to see where this conference goes in the future.
I guess you could say it's going to be madness.
March Madness,
March
maybe.
Madness, maybe.
March Madness, maybe.
To be exact.
To be exact. So.
Topic of the week.
Topic of the week. Let's do
topic
this.
Topic of the week.
Who wants to start us off today?
Christian, you got this. You start this one off.
Because it's wrestling season and I can't eat, all I do is want to talk about food. So what country / part of the world has the best food?
America.
And then like culture, like Italian, Mexican, American Chinese.
Food. I mean, Chinese food's pretty good, but it's not actually from China.
I gotta go Italian.
I gotta go.
I love Mexican food. That's a close second, but just so much good stuff from Italy. Just honestly, so great. So
electric,
delicious.
Electric stuff.
If I could eat that food, I would be eating it every day.
Are we sure it's as electric as another Mediterranean?
Maryland.
Oh, Malta. Yes, Malta has some great food.
Like what?
Great, amazing, ecstatic food.
Yeah, but
hi, Mr. Doxy.
I'm gonna be really. I'm a bit biased here. Obviously, Greek food is the goat food, as some would say.
Do you want your stomach to hurt?
Whenever I go to a Greek restaurant, I get a burger. It's just never good.
You don't get a burger. You get a gyro.
You get pancakes. It's a diner.
you get a gyro. You get baklava. You get Greek food. You don't get a burger. That's not Greek.
Why can't they just make a burger properly? That's not an excuse.
It's not their niche. Where do you go?
Athenians fire. Athenians fire.
I'm pretty sure that's where my parents get it from.
Souvlaki Palace?
I usually object to Greek food, but...
I don't know what you're talking about. Although Mexican is pretty good, too.
Italian. Ooh, fire. Too bad none of this food...
Spicy meatball.
Yeah,
if I were to eat this food, I would be 120, and that would not be good, so.
If I were to eat this food, I'd probably be over my weight, which is undisclosed, because I'm embarrassed.
Sounds like a good time to move on.
What do you guys think? What is about the food?
Italian. A nice slice of pizza, excuse me.
Pizza.
Of course, definitely.
You always got to go with that.
Definitely.
Matt, I don't know what to say yet, so...
I'll go.
Mine
is...
That works. Hi, Mr. Doxy.
Yeah, my question is... I've actually been having some trouble answering this one. Would you rather sleep wearing handcuffs or a bicycle helmet?
Hey, wait, hold on. Would you rather sleep wearing handcuffs?
With handcuffs or a bicycle
helmet? Handcuffs.
Handcuffs.
Because, like,
quite sure about that?
Yeah. Are the handcuffs tight? Like, really tight? Are the handcuffs really tight?
The handcuffs are...
Are your hands behind your back?
Too many questions. Handcuffs are in front of you, not behind your back.
On your stomach or on your side, that's fine. Yeah, or not on your back.
Actually, I kind of like to move my arms when I sleep a little. So.
Yeah, I like to move my arms. That's why I'd have to go bicycle helmet.
But, like, I might go bicycle helmet.
There is an unparalleled level of arm movement and waist movement that gets taken away when you use handcuffs when you sleep. With the bicycle helmet.
Who wants to wear a bicycle helmet?
I would rather wear it than handcuffs. Yes.
Your head on a nice soft pillow, completely bypassed by the
cushioned
bulky and heavy bicycle helmet.
Christian, I know you have a lot of experience with bicycle helmets, but this is not the topic for you.
Christian, the man, the myth, the legend. Lots of experience with bicycle helmets.
Honestly, but still, bicycle helmets, like, I don't know what bicycle helmets you're wearing. But like,
I have a lot of stories about bicycle helmets. Yeah, I need to start a new podcast.
The Bicycle Helmet Podcast.
Keep it PG.
Bicycle helmet.
Bicycling with...
Bicycling with Christian.
With Christian.
The helmet of 87.
The helmet of...
So,
shout out to Ms. Sommeyer.
So, we're going to be moving on. now,
Mr. and Mrs. Pastier. And Mr. and Mrs. Dixon. And Mr. and Mrs. Lambert. Shout out to everyone's parents. Okay?
Yeah, so everywhere. We'll be
and Mr. Doxy.
Moving on now to either Matt or Ryan, whichever
I
one
would
of you
like
guys
to go.
Want.
Okay. All right. So this is my topic. I mean, I've been wondering for a long time. Cauliflower or broccoli? Like, does anyone just hate like cauliflower, or like everyone's mixed?
Oh,
love or hate cauliflower?
It depends. I like roasted. I like cauliflower.
Yeah, same with like
not
that
a cauliflower
and broccoli.
Person.
I'll eat
I'm just a broccoli guy.
Actually, I don't
broccoli
know, bro. It depends.
Roasted,
have you guys ever had Anthony's Cole pizza? Solid cauliflower pizza. I might sound like a freak when I say that, but it's really good.
You could say Anthony's Cold Fire pizza because their pizza's fire.
Yeah, it's sensational. It is.
It is pretty
electric.
Good.
It would change
but
your life.
I'm not.
Me.
I'm really not. A,
not sponsored.
I'm really not a cauliflower person. Not really a broccoli person either. But if I had to pick between one of them, it would definitely be broccoli.
Mine's cauliflower. Because broccoli smells, and you have to take
you
that into account.
Cauliflower or rice? I mean, it's fake rice, but it's pretty good. It's a cauliflower.
All right, Christian.
I'm a broccoli guy. I mean,
yep.
Did anyone ask?
I gotta go with broccoli.
Oh, yeah, I asked.
Simple.
Okay.
All right.
All right. My
well, next is Ryan Dixon.
Yes, that is me. The last topic of the week, basic one. A lot of people discussed it like 3 months ago, or I don't know, like 6 months ago.
Maybe
is
even
water?
Four.
Yeah, may, no, maybe even like nine. Is water wet?
Water is wet.
Water is wet.
Water gets poured on
water.
Water
gets poured
on water.
Come on.
Water's
then
not
that water in
but
theory.
Wait,
am I actually
wet?
The only one that thinks water is not wet?
Water's always yeah. touching. Unless it's like
water
what?
Is one not wet.
Water
makes things wet.
One molecule
water
of water,
water wet, then.
Is not
yes.
wet.
One so
the only type of water that isn't wet is one molecule of water. Any other water is touching other water and it's wet. So anything more than one
your
molecule
argument,
of
Christian,
water,
is that one polar molecule of H2O.
Yes.
It, so, by itself.
No one speaks yes. science to me.
Is
understand it.
Is wet.
Is not wet. No. One molecule is not wet, but anything more than that is wet.
Okay.
It's
I can
touching,
see
it's touching another molecule of water, making it wet.
But how would one molecule of H2O not be, like, not be wet if it's like touching another molecule of H2O.
Yeah, I know. I said if it is,
but
touching,
then you're
then
contradicting
if it's
yourself.
If it's
your argument.
Another molecule, but then it's wet. If it's by itself, you know, one oxygen atom, two hydrogen atoms. That is not wet.
Okay, then I
we gotta wrap this one up.
Yeah, we gotta wrap this one up.
I agree.
Yeah,
I would like to thank Mr. Doxy for this opportunity, man. Mr. Doxy and Ben Dixon,
your two idols?
Man. My heroes. I look up to them. I have to look up to Mr. Doxy because I believe he's taller than me. I'm really trying to.
Thanks for coming along today, Matt. You filled in the spot for Tyler that, you know, was highly sought after by many individuals.
Yeah, like, once again, we'd like to thank Dr. Catapano, the administration, Mr. Doxy, Mr. Rashudi, our newspaper advisor, the class of 2016 for donating this podcast setup. We really couldn't do it without them.
Ooh,
and we would like to thank Matt for coming in here, Sam Mendelson, who has now left, but he was just in here listening to the podcast. And we will see you next time.
Bye, Doug.